311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show on VOB 92.9 FM. You know, this is Krista J. Paul. I trust you've been having a really good Sunday. Maybe you've already had your Sunday lunch and you're ready to relax and get some knowledge and insight from the Barbados Fire Service. We have with us today Fire and Life Safety Officers Jason Collins. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes, and Kevin Silvers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Yes, sirs. How are you both doing?
Well, I'm good for now. We're both a bit tired. Yeah, it has been, I'm always busy once it comes to the fire service. You know, we're always on something or the other. So that, we're a bit tired, but we're okay otherwise. But that's for me. I guess I have to let Kevin speak for himself.
I echo the same sentiment.
Yes, I understand. Well, you know what? I trust you'll get some kind of rest at some point soon, so you know you'll be able to come back and so on. But we have a few things that you want to be able to dive into today, and we know that this week there'll be daycares and nurseries being reopened, and we know that it's a skeptical time for some people. You know, maybe they're not so sure as to what to do or how to do it, or if they should, you know, if it's still a sensitive time to drop the children off, or maybe the owners themselves are wondering what to do, how they're going to get this done. But you have some words of advice, as usual, for even these daycares and nurseries.
Well, yeah, we definitely would try to assist in any way possible in that regard. Yes, you did rightly say the daycares would have reopened this week. And, you know, I just obviously want to keep reminding them of the following the protocols of the authorities as given. As it relates to children, you know, with little ones, it is a lot more difficult to social distance for those, because it's natural for children to play together and, you know, be up in each other and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I know the challenge that is going to be out there for the aunties and so on in terms of keeping those little ones the safe distance away from each other in this time. So I know that in itself is going to be a challenge. Obviously, you're going to have to do a lot of sanitizing. We know that nurseries and daycares naturally do keep the place fairly sterile because of the fact that they have children who may be crawling around and so on. We all know that little babies pick up pretty much anything they see. They have that microscopic vision to see the smallest of things on the ground that they can find to put in their mouths. So obviously, I know that daycares and nurseries will naturally have their environment as sterile as possible, but this is just like a reminder to them to don't drop the guard. Although the nurseries are reopened, it's not a case of that. It is all business as usual in terms of what would have been the norm in the past. You know, we still gotta, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? We gotta observe the protocols of the social distancing and sanitizing and washing our hands and those kinds of things. And, you know, just want to encourage those nurseries and those aunties to keep behind those children, keep reminding them of those things. Also, because the nurseries would have been closed for approximately 2 or so months now, or 3, we want to remind those who would not have had their annual fire inspection and fire certificates issued just to get those organized, because I know at some point, well, it had started already, I can tell you, that the child care board would be behind them for those fire certificates, those annual fire inspection certificates. So, you know, get on board. For those who have not already done so or who have not already made their applications, please remember to get yourselves together in that regard. For those who are listening, whether it be nurseries or otherwise, to apply for your fire certificate, to make an application to have your building inspected if it hasn't been done already, you would do that application through the fire service website, www.fireservice.gov.bb. I repeat again, www.fireservice.gov.bb. That is the website you would go on if you're going to apply for, whether it be a fire inspection or for your burn permits. For those who have been asking, because we've had, yes, a little off topic there, but yes, we've had varying calls in relation to the burn permits. Yes. So just a reminder that is the same website you would use both for your fire certificate and to apply for your burn permit. they can both be done online. You don't necessarily have to physically come to the headquarters at General Post Office to physically apply. Those applications can be filled online on that website. So that is from that end, yes.
Well, just to backtrack a bit, because you know, you're talking about the protocols being instilled in the children and so on for the daycares and nurseries. Mm-hmm. You know, just as you would teach the children by using some kind of a game or some kind of a routine, some mm-hmm. song, you know, clap and sing, clap your hand, clap to the pipe, wash your hands, sing happy birthday, you know, something like that.
I'm pretty sure the aunties have already come up or are coming up with some little sing-alongs for the little ones, because they know in the nursery department, you find a lot of, they pretty much sing everything. Everything is a sing song. So I'm pretty sure that the aunties are hard at work coming up with these little catchy sing songs to remind the children about washing hands, social distancing, right. And that kind of stuff. So I'm not in close with a nursery in particular that I can think of, but I'm pretty sure that these are some of the things that the aunties are coming up with to get these children to remember the stuff that they need to remember.
Exactly. But even as it relates to also, just to remind the daycare and nursery aunties about fire safety, and even as maybe they may have new people coming in, you know, maybe the children may not be so familiar with fire safety who are coming in. Maybe they would have had those who are coming back in, but, you know, need a refresher. What advice would you give those aunties on fire safety as it relates to the daycares and nurseries?
Well, that is a very good question you raise, Krista J, because, you know, and it happens even not only in terms of what we are speaking, but, you know, when children come back into school from a long vacation, you know, they tend to forget some things. And that's why I said it's a very good question you raised, because it is advice for those aunties to reiterate any of the fire safety things that you would, you know, I know when you go into the nurseries, you see pictures of your, I think it's persons in the community, workers in the community, I think that's it. I think that's what the little nursery students usually do with nurse. Right. So, you know, pardon me?
Like a picture of the policeman,
picture of the police, picture of the firefighters, and pictures of doctors, etc. So those are some of the things that I would advise them to, you know, just a nice reminder for the little ones, put up those nice pictures of those essential workers and those persons in your community who are very important to the society and for your community. Also, you would go through the what we teach them in the primary schools for sure. Stop, drop, and roll in the event that your clothes caught on fire, you stop, drop, and roll. If for whatever reason you are trapped in a building filled with smoke, you teach your children to fall and crawl, which is get as low as possible to the ground, at least that 6-inch height off away with your face, 6 inches off the ground or so, to crawl and get out, because the cleaner air would be at the bottom if a room is smoke filled, hot air rises, as we all know. And therefore, the cleaner air will be at the bottom if you have to crawl and get out of a burning building. God forbid something like that should happen. These are the little tips that we teach little ones, because, you know, they always say a little child should lead them. A little children usually remember these things. Stop, drop, and roll. Fall and crawl. What else? We got
right, but
a host of things. Sobers can interject here as well.
As Collins was saying, as it relates to the children being away for so long and now going back into a different environment, having to teach them over the stuff that you would have taught them before. And the same thing goes for the adults. So when, as you know, before the nurseries will reopen, they will go and they will do their spring cleaning or their cleaning to make sure everything is all right before they start. Use that time to check to make sure, if you haven't as yet, to make sure that, as you said, your certificate is up to date. If it isn't, make a call or go on the same website that he gave earlier and apply to have your inspection done. You check to make sure that you have your extinguishers and that you're in working order and good condition, the maintenance has been done, and that you have the correct one based on your need or what it is that you have in your storage or at your location. Test these small alarms to make sure that they're functioning and working. Make sure that you have your emergency exits, your directional signs, no smoking signs, and that the access path to egress or to exit the buildings, that they are not blocked and that they are safe, and that all the emergency exits, those who have the emergency doors, that they are working and that you can use them to get out of the building. And also make sure that, as you have not been there for a while, the assembly point or the area may be, the pathway may be blocked or overgrown with bush, but so make sure that it's cleared, and that if you have, not even if you have an emergency, but in terms of practicing, which you should be doing once every month, that you use, that you are able to get to that location. And just a reminder that the assembly point will be someplace that's upwind, that's away from traffic, and that it does not block the access for the fire appliances or the fire, any emergency vehicles that may have to respond.
Right.
As it relates to the question you asked about what tips and stuff you will teach the children and the new aunties and stuff that will be coming to the location,
yes,
to work. Yes. As Collins would have said, what you do if your clothes catch a fire, the stop, drop, and roll. You will teach them about small alarms and small detectors, because any normal child hearing a small alarm or a small detector go off for the first time,
mm-hmm,
would automatically be scared,
right,
or because they don't know, it's not something they're familiar with. So test the small alarm. When the children come in, you tell them, okay, in the event that there's a fire or emergency, this is the sound that you would hear. And
yes,
once you get them familiar with hearing that sound, it makes it more easier, so that even if it is at your home and you hear that sound, they know what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And with that, you use it to practice. So once you get them familiar with the sound, the end of the month, you press the alarm to see it go off, and you watch them go, try to get out of the building. Practice using different exits. Explain that if there's a fire, or if it is that one way is blocked because of fire or for whatever reason, that you use another exit. So you practice using different exits, so they become familiar with not just one way out of the building, but more than one, just in the event that one is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them about if it is that the door is hot or the doorknob is hot, how to teach them how to feel the door to make sure that is. And it is, I'm here demonstrating with my hand, really, that the people cannot see. But you use the back of your hand, not the front of your hand, because if it is you touch something hot with the front of your hand would automatically, or reflexes, you will grab. So if you use the back of your hand, it makes it more easy for you to, your reflexes, for you to pull away from the heat. So use the back of your hand to touch the doorknob to see if is hot or if you feel any heat. And also, when you're practicing, practice using your hands and not your eyes. So in other words, yes, one or two times you will, for the first couple of times you try to let them find their way out using their eyes or being able to see, but then for sure, as a little exercise, you could blindfold the children and watch them try to get out the same building using their hands and not being able to see, because what that does is it gives the a similarity to what we have to do every time we go to a building and the room is so filled with smoke that you cannot even see your hand in front of your face. So in the event that they're home and they wake up and the house is filled with smoke, they will know, well, how to use their hands and find their way out of the building. And now I'm saying all this, it reminds me, y'all were talking about the little songs and tunes that you would sing. It reminds me of the song that we always sing for children. If there's a fire, you always sing, "Fire, fire, there's a fire, we must get out, got to get out, stay away from fire, stay away from fire, it is hot, very hot." And you keep the children that
song. So we got one song already.
Wow, that's good. You made a new one on radio show, man. We've never had a song sung in this show before. You've been
sorry, Dave. So Rose has already given the aunties one brilliant idea for a nice song, you know, to remind the children, of course.
So that's one of the songs that you can sing so the children know, well, this is what we do if it's a fire, to stay away from fire, it is hot. Once you see fire, we must get out.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think Sobers has just given you a mouthful and more. I don't think I could have put it even any better myself. So, you know, you made some very valid points, not only those that are going to relate to the little ones, but to the aunties as well, in terms of the protocols for them to follow as we go through this unusual time, unusual period for all of us right now.
And I guess, too, speaking of the unusual time, I remember seeing GIS Panoa ad as it relates to guidelines for the reopening of these same daycare centers and nurseries. Mm-hmm. And they were stressing on enforcing the physical distancing, the use of, or the sharing of toys, and the use of the playground structures. They spoke about minimizing these risks and respecting the children and the caregivers to smaller groups, where it'd be like one caregiver to six children, and limiting the potential spread, and which will also allow for easy contact tracing and reversing or stopping any further spread or the escalating of the disease.
Yes.
And in terms of alternating the downtimes, which will be lunch times, the play times, the snack times, to ensure that the groups or the different groups do not mix. And as the toys, the same toys, you know, children always like to play with toys. So it means that you have to be even more vigilant and sanitizing and disinfecting the toys and the playground areas even more frequently.
Correct.
Yeah. We know that it's not going to be easy, but we all understand that it's necessary, it is mandatory, and we don't know for how long we'll have to be doing it. But we know that even with children, repetition and routine are important. So it's a little more work. Well, not just for the daycare and nurses, but everybody on the whole, everywhere, every company. It's a little more work. But we know that, making a checklist of what needs to be done. And, of course, as you were talking, we know that the aunties know this already. But even in terms of keeping the cleaning agents in a safe place away from where the children would not be able to reach it, you know, the cleaning agents that you have to use even more often, these kind of things, and to be able to use them in a way that will still be safe for the children, because we know that they're sucking on the toys and you have to clean them off constantly. You know,
yeah,
maybe the children would have to bring their own toys in certain regards and so on. But, I know that they're different things, different methods that will be applied by different nurseries and daycares, and, you know, they may be able to communicate and to help each other and so on. What about the Barbados Fire Service being able to go and visit the daycares and nurseries to just remind, to just talk with the children and so on? Would you still be available to do this?
Well, at this point, we haven't been given the clear to really do those type of intimate presentations as yet. But I am not sure. I can't say off the top of my head how soon or so we'll be able to. That's why we decided today that we were going to take this period to just give some reminders, because we can't be physically there, to remind them, the nurseries and their cares. And this goes out even to the primary schools with the children who are about to say, obviously those will be the only ones who are at school at this point. I'm not sure again how soon the other schools will be, the rest of the schools will be open and so on, but this goes out to the school children as well, who we can't physically get to be there, because usually we would have already had our safe program, which is student awareness of fire education, that would have been sometime in the earlier part of the year, which would have been between the February and March period, where COVID would have put a stop to pretty much everything. So just because we know that we could not get out there into the schools like we usually would, especially those primary schools and so on, we just thought that this would be an avenue here to just give some of those gentle reminders, the stop, drop, and roll, the fall and crawl, the checking of smoke alarms, the use of the fire extinguishers. Those are the type of things that we would go into the schools and teach the little ones. So we just thought that we would bring that information via this medium right now, since there's not the face-to-face interaction that we are accustomed to, and with the children touring the fire stations and that kind of stuff, that is still suspended at this point. So as far as I know, I can't speak. I speak on the correction, but I don't think that has been lifted as yet. So I think still have to do the distancing. So we would like to, you know, leave these tips for persons, aunties, teachers, parents, little ones themselves, to guide them as we go through this period at this point.
Yeah. And we're also working through behind the scenes, as in different means and different ways that we could still reach out to
the public.
The public, children, the schools, the nurseries.
Even adults.
So shortly you should be hearing something from us, or you should be seeing something from us in different means and different ways to still provide the information, but it may be a bit different. But we also have to look through at how we can engage them in having them giving questions and us being able to answer any questions or queries that they may have.
Okay. Now, in terms of anybody, you know, at this point wanting any more information as it relates to fire safety as they reopen their business, you know, they want to be reminded how to check their fire extinguishers, make sure their smoke alarms are in check, you know, the fire certificate, etc. Could you just remind them of the number to call, or the numbers to call?
Okay. Outside of the numbers, too, they can also visit our website, the same www.fireservice.gov.bb, and they can click on the link, which will be fire prevention, and they will see a fire safety checklist. It has some videos, some pointers, and stuff that they can follow that would guide them. And also outside of that, they have our contact information, which will be for any of us. You can reach us at 535-78-29-30-31-32 or 33. So that's 535-78-29-33. And any of us will be able to assist you with any questions or queries or information that you would need.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, in addition, Crystal, just again, like, we would have said it before, but just a reminder, as he was asking about tips and so on for the persons who are reopening or generally in the public and the business sector, just remember that your smoke alarms, you check them at least once a month to make sure that they're in good working order. These are the standalone smoke alarms, like what you would buy from the stores that would have the retailers. Your standalones that would have the battery in them, you would check them once a month, press the test button just to make sure that they're working in good working order. Your fire extinguishers, you want to have them serviced. Remember, they must be serviced annually, so at least once a year, your fire extinguishers should be serviced. You don't just buy them and hang them up and leave them for the next 20 years and say, well, I never use it, so it's good. You have to get them serviced once a year, and you can have them serviced by the same retailer that you would have brought them from. So those are just a couple of the tips.
I guess at this point, we could give a shout out to our retailers and suppliers, Carb Supply, Safety Supply, Regional Fire and Security, who continue to engage us, assist us with training, and a wealth of information. So to them who are still working and doing a good job at making our jobs a lot easier and protecting the public of Barbados, a shout out to each and every one of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so I know you want to also just remind people about the renewal and the importance of the renewal of the fire certificates as well, seeing as though that section would have been closed for the past few months.
Well, yeah, we definitely reopened in terms of that, in terms of the certificates. We've had a number of people coming through to get some, obviously collecting outstanding certificates from prior to COVID, some reapplying for their annual inspection and so on. And also the person with the burn permits, because we've still been getting a number of calls about the burn permits. So just for the persons, again, who might not be joining the program, the website www.fireservice.gov.bb, and this is if you want to apply for your burn permit, if you want to apply for your inspection, any of those things, you can use that website, and your applications are all on online on that website.
Yes, please. So you no longer have to leave the comfort of your home to come in if you feel you need putting yourself at risk. You need to stay home. You can stay home and do it from the comfort of your home or your mobile, from your computer. and you just go to the website that Jason just gave you. For the inspections, you click on inspection, which will be to the top of the page. You click on inspection, and you will see various options. When you click on inspection, you will see if it's the first time that you're applying for an inspection, you just fill out the form, which is directly on that page. If it is that you are applying for a re-inspection, you will see if you have a reference number or you have applied for an inspection before. Click here. You just click there. That way you won't have to fill out the entire form all over again. You just put in your reference number, which can be found on your previous certificate.
At the top.
At the very, very top. It will begin with SS for fire service. You just put in that number. You put in your name, your address, and you can put a short note if you so desire. Click submit, and it will come directly to us.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good information. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Is there any... Sorry, go ahead. Anything else you want?
Yeah, just want to add to what Sobers is saying as it relates to the burn permit and inspections. Although you will apply online, we don't yet have an online paying system at the moment. But so you will still have to physically come in to do your payment when that time is needed.
Okay.
For the burn permit, you would only after your permit has been approved. Once it has been approved, then you will come in and make the payment at the fifth floor of the General Post Office, Cheapside in Bridgetown. That would be that's the fire service headquarters. When you have to make your payment, but that is only for the payment.
Yeah, and even that too, we are working on to help so that persons won't even have to come to do that, so that it can be done
eventually.
So eventually, that would soon be a thing of the past where you will have to find your way to the fifth floor to even make the payment.
All right. Wonderful. You see, the fire service making it easier for people to conduct their business. Thank you so much
for that. That's what we do.
That's right. Thank you very much, Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers, for so ably coming and, you know, refreshing us with information and providing information. Maybe some are hearing things for the first time, and I'm sure they really would appreciate any needed information.
We definitely will. You're most welcome. Shout out to all our listeners out there, our colleagues at all the various stations who are continuing to work hard as we are during this period. And to the family, the Weeks family, who listen every Sunday, shout out to you. And also to Blue Urban Media, who said that they'd be tuning in this Sunday for sure. So shout out to those two, as well as our usual regular listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'm Krista J. Paul, encouraging you to continue to be fire safe. Make sure that you have your different, take advice. Take the words of advice that would have been offered in this 311 radio show, and of course you can visit the website for more information. If you missed any of today's edition and you want to refresh yourself with what was being said, you can always log on to vob929.com and listen to the podcast. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.